Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Marlene Levy. And for Marlene's first interview as a co-host, we had a great one. She was unbelievable.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
She was a phenomenal facility, the JCC, for cancer survivors. Oh, my goodness, it offers everything.
Yeah.
To have her on here, the director, wonderful.
You said something about Project Independence, and we have to get the word out there more about the radio. But this is a perfect example. I go there, and I didn't know this existed. And I joined after Donna and Connie were on the show. And I said, let me give that a shot, because I said, you know, I'm not going to go to a class with 20-year-olds. So they have more senior kind of
Why
stuff.
Why not? So, that would
well,
be fun.
So I joined, but that's over a year ago. And I never knew about this.
Isn't
so it's constantly being aware of Christina having people come on, and you got to pay attention. And here's a new thing that happens all the time. And I've been there on Sunday mornings and didn't even know this was going on. It's amazing.
That just shows you. Thank you, Christina. You really are.
You really are.
Super. You're picking, handpicking these wonderful, wonderful presenters.
And now we're going into something that's very significant, very important. I've only heard about it recently, to be honest with you. And that's chair yoga. And we have Barbara Crone, I'm saying it right,
yes.
And Leslie Arlock.
Correct.
Both who are teachers, both certified. But you're going to tell us all about it. And I'm going to start with whoever wants to go first to say hello.
Hi.
A little more than hello.
Okay,
come on.
Hi, my name is Leslie Arlock. And yes, Barbara and I teach chair yoga. We've been teaching it at a couple of the libraries.
Okay.
For two examples of the Shelter Rock Library and the Glen Cove Library. And we started it on a whim. Both of us have done yoga. I've been practicing regular yoga for well over 25 years. And I retired a couple of years ago and wanted to find out more about yoga. And instead of taking a whole yoga class, you know, to teach yoga, I really didn't want to teach all yoga. I found a chair yoga class at the Open Center in the city, really cool place, and convinced Barbara. And we both went in and got certified, and we love it. And it's a great way to do yoga. It's a great way to move. And people think you have to be old to sit in a chair and do yoga. But one of the teachers of our class also taught it at Google and some other businesses during lunch, because people are stuck in their chairs and don't move and they're on their computers. So it gave them more flexibility. And
what's the real difference?
The real difference is you sit in a chair instead of on a mat. So you don't have to lie down on a mat to do yoga.
Never getting out of the chair.
You never get out of the chair. Some yoga, chair yoga classes, people get out of the chair, but the classes that we teach are totally in a chair.
Why would somebody prefer to do chair yoga rather than go to the whole full yoga?
Well, because some people have trouble getting on the floor and getting up.
Okay.
And some people are stuck on a chair a lot, you know. So, like, if you're at work and you want to do it, do it right at your desk. I was teaching a friend to do it on the Long Island Railroad. We were stuck for a while, so I needed something to do.
Do you hit the people sitting next to you?
We try not to. But it, you know, has all the benefits of yoga, getting on the mat, but without doing it, without the physical thing of getting down there and trying to get up again. Because it helps with flexibility and agility and coordination and balance and muscle tone, and it elevates your spirit, and it's socialization. And
it really is interesting for somebody who, I agree, getting up and down off the floor.
Yeah.
Some person will avoid it completely, saying, I can't get into the downward dog, because, that's where you're bending over. This way, you said actually, the downward dog. Do you have different names for the different stuff? You can't do certain things.
We have the same names.
The same names, just done differently.
Right.
Okay.
How do you evaluate a person, to either one of you? How would you evaluate somebody if they do have back issues or shoulder issues or whatever physical issues? Do you need an evaluation or, a diagnostic? Do you diagnose? How do you
evaluate people? Well, we ask people when they come in what aches and pains they have. And also, in any kind of yoga, you're supposed to listen to your body. And you're not really any exercise class, you shouldn't listen to the instructor all the time. You have to find your comfort. You know, you have to find your comfort zone. So if you begin to hurt, you have to back off. Because the whole thing of doing yoga is to listen to your body and stay present in the moment. Mm-hmm. And all these poses, you just go as far as you can. And you can, you know, do it anywhere. And it sort of takes your mind off your shopping list or your problems, because you're just focusing on yourself and inward in the moment.
Similar to Tai Chi. I do Tai Chi.
Oh, yes, it's very similar.
You're saying, yeah, and I have my poses. I've been doing it like 20 years. Yeah. So you have your poses, and it's for health, and there are different positions that you go into. And I was just wondering myself, with a back issue, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, the whole thing. Yes. Have it all.
We all have that.
Oh, yeah. I guess when you become a senior, you feel something different in your back. Something happens to you.
Well, we have certain postures or certain exercises that are good for the back.
And one of the things that's kind of interesting is Barbara and I do it together. Now, how many times? Oh, Barbara and I do it together. How many times have you ever been to a class where we have two teachers, except maybe in elementary school? Because when she does half and I do the other half, and when she's doing her part, I do the modifications.
Love your Boston accent.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
It's my claim to fame, I tell you.
You really work together.
Yeah, we do. So she's doing, the most elevated position, I would be doing a modification. So to show the people that are in our classes that there's different ways to do it, and they don't have to feel that they have to go for the full thing. Yeah. And I think that's what's great about our classes.
That's yoga in general. Yeah. Like, I mean, if you can't get to the complete position, if you go halfway, then you're doing great.
Right.
If that's what you can do. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Everything is good.
Right. Everything is good, no matter what it is. And you look at, like anything in life, you look at an instructor, or if you're going to go for bodybuilding or something, the guy's all chiseled or the woman is just perfect. Well, on your first day of bodybuilding, you're not going to look like that. And you won't be able to do half.
And you may never look like that.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you're feeling better at the end of a class.
Right.
And that's what you're taking
important. That's very good. I know it's hard because it's radio, but just the concept. I mean, you're going to set up, I'm trying to get a visual. So you're going to have, just say 15 people show up, 10 people, makes a difference. So now you have chairs spread out, so I have to be able to have, arms.
That's right.
See, arms. Just hit somebody. When you talk with your hands, you have to be careful.
Go through that, just so people can get a visual of. The thing is, in this class, everybody's equal, so nobody has to be embarrassed that I won't be able to do something.
Right. That's the whole point.
Right. And you can do it anywhere, and you have to modify it for the chair you're in. And actually, I was stuck at the airport for 12 hours Wednesday, and I was sitting in an uncomfortable airport chair. And I said, well, I might as well stretch and do some stretch. So I modified it, and I sat there. Nobody seemed to mind. You know, at the airport, everybody's crazy anyway. So, and, I did some stretches and some poses. And it's, we sit in front in a chair, and then the people are, they spread out in a chair. And you have to have enough, sometimes we're in a semicircle. And you have to have enough room to spread your arms and legs. And at the libraries, we're lucky because you can do that. And we do the same poses. We start with sun salutations, the seated mountain, the full mountain,
lunges. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you sit up straight. You're supposed to be straight, shoulders back.
Do your feet have to touch the floor?
Well, it's beneficial if it does.
What if you have little legs and your feet
don't
reach the
floor? Well, you can sit on a cushion.
No, your feet don't reach the floor.
Oh, so you can...
You have to make sure you have a chair.
You could actually. It doesn't matter.
Okay. What were you talking about, these strange names?
Oh, well, in yoga, they all have names. But basically, it's just a way of sitting and moving and...
What was the basic name?
Try and describe that,
because I'm really curious. What would the basic... pose B.
Well, a basic pose is you're sitting comfortably in the chair. Your feet are facing forward. You're erect, but not tense. Your shoulders are back and down. Mm-hmm. You can put your hands together at your heart. And a big part of yoga is breathing. So as mm-hmm. you, and I guess Tai Chi too.
Absolutely,
you said you do.
Yes.
You have to breathe with the poses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you're standing up, let's say, and you're just raising your arms up to the sky, so you're doing the same thing in the chair. Right.
Right. Good.
And then you can bring them out to the side, and you can twist in a chair, as long as you don't hit the back. And you can, in a yoga, there's a down dog. And every, you know, you ever see down dog? People are sort of on their hands and their feet, and their butt is up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So in the chair,
for physical therapy, that's an exercise as well.
Right.
Well,
yes.
You know,
a lot of
I went to physical therapy, and a lot of the stretches they were doing, like for the back, mm-hmm. were also yoga poses. You know, uh-huh. she had me do child's pose, where you sort of put your hands forward and you're sitting back on your knees, on your back, on your heels,
uh-huh.
as far as you can go.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, as far as physical therapy, because a lot of seniors have gone through physical therapy,
right,
and
absolutely.
They're wondering, well, if I've gone through physical therapy, what is chair yoga going to do for me?
It's a good thing to do next.
It's what you do next.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think it's a good thing to do next, because we start off with stretching.
Accent is phenomenal. Okay.
A lot of stretching, uh-huh. And then we go into the poses. And then we do this thing called chair yoga dance.
Okay.
We play music to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, or I Can't Stop the Feeling, or now we're working on I Hope You Can Dance, and Love Never Felt So Good. So we do a yoga dance to the music.
Is it like Zumba in a chair?
I was just going
to
say, yoga meets Zumba.
It's sort of like a Zumba kind of concept, but we use yoga poses. You know, so we would use the yoga stretch poses to them and do them to the theme of the music.
Okay.
And it's really fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it raises your, you know, your
a little aerobic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun, and we like it because it breaks it up. So we start with a theme of what the whole class is going to be. Usually,
you know what, can I just hold interrupt you? Because I want to hear the story.
Yeah.
But we have to take a break.
Okay.
So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.